next one under advisement is case number 10,705.
You know, I'm not so sure that that wouldn't confuse me if the 20 feet separation.
All right.
You know, I mean, you would, one would assume that's between the structures, not necessarily decks and all that. I tell you what, I think you had a very valid point, and I guess I would inquire, you know, if in New Jersey, maybe it costs $500 but to get a permit, but do you know up front, you know, and I know building code is, you know, trying to get their people trained. Rick and I were talking about it at the break. What would be the problems in if you've got to go in to get a permit, but you also have to go into planning and zoning and make sure that it fits? I know it takes more manpower, more qualified
people. Well, that's happening with like Sierra and Bay City and those, and White House Beach is non-conforming and has a lot of issues, and we are going through the same process with them eventually.
Right.
They've got a new survey and everything, I think, but I don't know where it sits from here.
Yeah, but those are just a couple of mobile home parks that have their own unique problems. I think right. John's talking about just as
all,
a general rule.
General rule.
Yeah. When you come
it's like
in
the
for
guy from Rehoboth.
Well, we would need a survey from each one.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe the time's
wanna,
come to.
Mm-hmm.
You want to build something, you got to have a survey, and then, you know, then it can be reviewed and determined, hey, you know, it's not going to fit. It would certainly, you know, take some of the burden off of us to, you know, after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy from Rehoboth, if he came in or they came in with the plan that showed the temporary structure, got their building code approval, if somebody just sent them next door to P&Z, presumably you or somebody would have seen that they needed a special
mm-hmm.
use then. It just seems like it would make a lot of sense to have that all done.
Make them check with planning and zoning before they leave.
We're just wondering mm-hmm. why you can't do that just as a general principle. Have them go both places. I mean, they're only 50 feet apart.
How many more permits, maybe you can't answer, but how many, are there a lot more permits that come through that office than, you know, what the existing staff would be able to review?
Yes. I mean, it has slowed down a lot, but
right.
it would drive me, Shane, and Lawrence crazy.
But if you had additional.
You're already halfway there.
We're
now.
Already halfway there. But
if the cost of a permit was increased to cover that expense of additional staff.
You'd have to. That would be Eddie Parker assessment then, and right.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pass it along to Dave Baker.
I'll say Rick can.
You know, it certainly would.
Up our pay, that'd be nice too.
Oh, then you can handle the load. Okay,
yeah,
I got you. Okay, I'm with you.
Ah,
so you can work longer hours.
Well, in case you pay, but that's some longer hours. Is that okay?
Then you can multitask for multi-money. I got you.
I wouldn't complain as much.
All right.
Complain anyway.
No, but you know.
Yes, I understand.
It would certainly. Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy, it's a shame.
Because, like the one gentleman said, it's all checked before.
Mm-hmm.
It's built.
Yeah,
and,
you know,
and we get that question constantly here, but that's not how it's done here.
Well, and that may very well be why there's very few variance requests in
mm-hmm.
Newcastle and Kent counties.
Mm-hmm.
They probably do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to cut myself out of a job, but
yeah, because they meet
it's getting
every
more frustrating.
Yeah, they have five cases every quarter.
Yeah.
And they're down three members
every quarter.
Yeah, every 10 weeks they get about five cases. If they're lucky, as big as it is, but they must do it. Okay. Anyway,
certainly cut down a lot of the I'd say yeah. I'd probably say at least five out of the 15 cases we hear
probably.
Shouldn't be here because of things like that.
And we're trying to address that in the office. It's hard to get everyone on the same page, and then maybe I'll do a memo.
Right.
What I have told everyone that I happen to get at the counter, Stacy does the majority, but if you cannot answer all five of these, you're pretty much wasting your time.
Right.
Well, and maybe they should, Stacy or whomever should be telling them, if you can't answer all five of these, you're wasting our time, and we're not going to be happy about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I need to draft something up because it's just getting.
Well, like Dale said, he already had them, he got something that he didn't understand.
It's making it longer than necessary.
Or maybe we just have our attorney explain all that prior.
It would be nice. Then they think I'm not joking.
20 minutes. Sorry, it is.
Because okay, you can ask Jenny, they look at me like.
All right, then I'll take care of that part.
You sit at the meeting.
Okay, how do you, everyone feel on this case?
Which one?
The gentleman that.
Oh, Miller?
Yeah, Miller. I had no problem with it.
Sorry, I got sidetracked.
Yeah.
That's okay. Then, but how do you feel on this one?
Two cases.
I have no problem with it. Mm-hmm. Do you?
No.
I'm okay. All right, then. If there's no further discussion, if we're ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion.
It's 10 o'clock at night, you want to entertain?
Yep, ready to go, got second wind. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion to approve case number 10,705.
And have a second to that motion?
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills. That we approve case number 10,705. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.